We continue our learning through the Mishmas Davi Ben Menachemish and Chan Yaakov and Pinchas Eliyahu. We're in Bavakama, Perakei Mishnah Hei. Hachofer Bor B'Rishus HaYachid U'Psacho L'Rishus HaRabim. You have a person who dug a pit in a private domain and he opens it up into a public domain. And certainly would be the case, let's say someone dug a pit in a public domain and opened it up to also in public domain, meaning you have both the opening, the way you started digging, and as we'll see later in the Mishnah, and it also opens to Rosh Hashanah. The chiddush here of the first halacha is that you're going to be chayav even though you started digging it in a Rosh Hashanah, but there's an opening now into Rosh Hashanah. Over Rosh Hashanah, uvasachal Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah says you're going to be chayav as well if you dug a pit in Rosh Hashanah, that's where you started digging, and the opening is into to Rosh Hashanah, which means you opened it up very close to Rosh Hashanah, where people in Rosh Hashanah are able to potentially fall in. Or let's say you're a mafkir, you're Rosh Hashanah. So if it's your mafkir, Rosh Hashanah, you declare your Rosh Hashanah ownerless, that becomes public, and anyone can enter. Or let's say you dug a pit for Rosh Hashanah, uvsachol Rosh Hashanah acher. You dug a pit in one Rosh Hashanah, and you opened it up into another Rosh Hashanah of your own, and you know what you did? The rishus, you were mafkir the rishus in which way you opened up the pit. So now that area is a Rosh Hashanah. So of course, if I dig a pit in my own backyard and I dig it and the opening where people can fall in is my backyard, okay, it's my backyard. But here you have cases where it becomes a Rosh Hashanah. You declared it may have been a Rosh Hashanah. You declared it Hefker, so it is a Rosh Hashanah. It's maybe Rosh Hashanah, but it's very close to Rosh Hashanah. So in all of these cases, says the Mishnah, Chayav. General rule is, everything follows, and Tosus makes this point, when it comes to a boar, everything follows the Pesach. Where's the opening? If people potentially could fall in, and that area is an area where we allow people to walk, so you're going to be chayv. Hachofer So this is a classic case. A person digs a boar, a pit, a cistern, or a shusarabim, and a shor or a chamor or an ox or a donkey fall in. You're going to be chayef to pay for the value of the ox or the donkey. This is based on the psukim of Parshas Mishpatim. It says, v'chiyiftach ish boar o kiyichre ish boar v'lo yichasenu. A person opens up a pit that already existed, but it was covered. You uncovered it. Or you dug a pit l'chatchila, and you didn't cover it. If enough al shama or shor, a chamor, an ox or a donkey falls in, baal habor yishalem, the owner of the boar has to pay, keses yashiv leva alav, and you have to pay, make sure you return money, the value of the animal to the owner. And the chachamim learn the following. Why? And it really asks a very good question. Pasuk says, v'chi yiftach o ki yichra. Pasuk says, kiftach ishbor, if you open up a pit that already existed but it was covered, or you dig it lechatchila to begin with. Sifam chayim for opening up a boar, just sliding off the cover of a boar that already existed, am I not certainly chayef on digging a boar? Why does the Torah have to say that? The Torah has to say, oh, if you open up a boar, or even if you dig a boar, what do you mean, even if I dig a boar? Of course I'm chayef if I dig a boar. So the answer is, the Gemara says, Ela al iske psicha, this is a quote from the Gemara, al iske psicha, al iske kriya ba'alo. What does it come to teach me? That a person who digs a boar in Rosh Hashanah, or opens up a boar in Rosh Hashanah, he's going to be chayef even though it's not his, meaning the chiddush of the Torah is, oh, just merely digging the boar, merely opening the boar, even though the area is not yours, that act alone is there. The reason the Torah emphasizes the kiyichre, the act alone of digging the boar makes that boar yours, even though the area in which the boar is a Rosh Hashanah, it's a public domain. So why should it matter? This is not my area. It's not, what's the difference what I do here? So that's the chiddush of the Torah. This is one of two cases, the Gemara says, that where something doesn't belong to you, and yet the Torah makes you chayef for it anyway. And what is that? So bor Rosh Hashanah, the area is not mine, and yet I'm chayef anyway. And chametz in the afternoon on Erev Pesach, it's not mine. It's Asur Bahana. There's no ownership at that point. Yet you're chayef for owning chametz from that time on through Pesach. So here the Torah says, I know it's not yours halachically. I know it's not yours legally. But with respect to you either being chayef for owning chametz or for you being chayef for the liability of causing damage, in that way it's yours. So that's why, that's what the Torah emphasizes when it mentions ki yiftach and then ki yichre. And then the Mishnah says, echad ha-chofer bor, shiach, uma'ara, charitzin, uneitzin, chai. These are all different types of openings, of cisterns. You have a bor, which we assume is like circular. A shiach is long and narrow. Ma'ara is a little bit covered and it's square. Charitzin are like a ma'ara, but they're not covered. Ne'itzin are narrow above, but they widen on the bottom. A person who digs any one of these things, chayv is going to be chayv. And there are explanations for why the Mishnah tells me, I would have thought this, I would have thought that. Maybe I would have thought, well, it's water on top, and maybe the animal wouldn't, it would be less of a chance that it would die. So each one of these cases is a greater chiddush. The Mishnah though wants to know, in Kain Laman Emar Bor, if a shiach ma'ara, Haritzin, Neitzin, if you chai for any one of these ditches, why does the Torah use the word bor, which is a specific type of circular ditch? So the answer is, the Mishnah says, ma bor, just like when it comes to a bor, the average bor, when it's circular, it's something that could potentially kill if it's 10 tfachim deep. That's something that we know. It could kill an animal that falls in. So too, when it comes to all the other cases as well, I want you to know that the depth we're talking about is 10 tfachim. So by a bor, that's something we know. Maybe I would have thought it should be different by everything else. Maybe because the opening is narrower, wider, or it's not symmetrical. So no, the answer is 10 tfachim deep, because that's what typically can kill an animal, and therefore you're going to be chayv if the animal dies. Hayu p'chusin me'asara tzvachim v'nafal asocho shorach hamor v'meis. Potter, you're not chayv for this, because this is not, it's not kedei l'hamis. It doesn't have the depth that you would expect that would kill it. This is only onus. But if the animal didn't die, it was injured, so that injury, that certainly could happen, and that would be true when it comes to a human being as well. We don't assume a human being is going to die in a bore that's 10 tzvachim deep. You're not chayv for Misa, but you are chayv for Nezikin. And the same thing true when it comes to a bore that's less than 10 tfachim deep for a shore. You're going to be choshor chamor chayv. You have to pay the nezek shalem because, when you have a ditch, even if it's not 10 tfachim deep, it certainly can cause damage. Gemara is a machlokes amoroim when it comes to explain the nature of this liability of bore. What exactly is the issue? Is it that the animal typically dies from what we call mehavlo, hevel, because of the heat or the fact that it suffocates in a bore? It's you have very little air once it's 10 tfachim, and that's why it dies? Or do we say that it is from what we call chabata? That it's the fact that there's an impact when it falls down. Now, halacha follows the opinion of Shmuel, bor shechiva alav b'tora lehavlo v'kol sheken l'chabato. He assumes that it's for hevel, yes, but kol sheken certainly for impact. It certainly is mechayev you for impact as well. And therefore, even let's say the bor was full of wool, so you'll say, oh, well, that's not going to be a problem of impact. It doesn't matter. The balabor is going to be chayav because it's not only about impact, it's about hevel as well. And even with the gizei tzemer, shearings of wool on the bottom to soften the blow, soften the impact, nonetheless, it still can potentially suffocate because there's not that much of the air down there, 10 tfachim. And the same thing, let's say you have a person, it's not a boar, on the contrary, he has a mound. In the middle of Rosh Hasharabim, in the middle of people should be walking, there's a mound in Rosh Hasharabim, and the animal bangs right into it and it dies. So if it's 10 tfachim high, you chayv to pay less than 10 tfachim. You putter on Misa, but you chayv for Nezek. Now, why you chayv for that? So that's Chabata. So the boar may have Hevel and Chabata. A tail doesn't have Hevel. You're not going to suffocate there, but to bang into it, you would be chayv for there as well. Perakei Mishnah Vav. Bor shel shnei shutfin. You have a bor that's owned by two partners. How do you have that? So let's say you have two people who own a chutzer, own a courtyard in shutfus, in partnership, and the bor therefore belongs to both of them. That's okay. They wouldn't be chai for that. So obviously they have to turn it into rishus haradim. So they mafkir their rishus. but they weren't mafkir their boar. So now there's a boar that that they both own, and they're mafkir the rishus. Now, had they been, let's say, were mafkir the boar as well, they would not be chayav since they dug it by rishus. And now there's no owner there. So we're talking about a boar, Shushnei Shutvin. What does it mean? It's a boar that was dug in a chate that they both owned. They were not mafkir the boar, so they still own the boar in partnership, but they're mafkir the rishus around that. So what happens in such a case where there's a boar that owned by two people? And Avar Alav Harishon Velo Kiso, Vahasheni Velo Kiso. And so they walk by, and the first one ignores it, does not cover it at all. And the second one walks by, doesn't cover it either. And so the Mishnah says, Hasheni Chayev, the second one is going to be Chayev for any damage that happens. If someone's animal falls in, it's the second person's problem. And the Gemara explains that where She'ein Hasheni Chayev Elamisha Yimsor Lo Harishon Es Dalyo. What's Dalyo? That's the carver of the boar. Which means what happened was, the first one opened the boar. The second one came and found it that it was open. And the first one gave him the cover. Here's the cover. You can cover it. Well, he didn't cover it. So then he's going to be held accountable. Kiso Arishon of Hasheni Umatzon Begula Velo Kiso Hasheni Chayv. Let's say the first one covered it. The second one somehow found, walked by and saw it was uncovered and did not cover it. Also, Hasheni Chayev. Why? Since the first one didn't know that it was uncovered, so then it's the second person's problem. But if let's say the first one did not cover it, then the second one came and it was Megula and he didn't cover it, so they're both going to be Chayev. This differs from the first case, because the first case, the first one walked by but gave the cover to the second person. The second person didn't cover it. The shutaf, the partner, didn't cover it, so he's going to be chayav. And in this case, no, they may both be chayav. If what? If the first one didn't cover, second didn't cover, so they're both going to be chayav. But if the first one came and he covered it, and the second one came and saw it was uncovered, so the first one didn't know it was uncovered, so it's the second person's obligation and liability if anything happens. So the kiso karaui, then the Mishnah says, let's say the Baal HaBor did what he's supposed to do. He covers the boar properly. V'nafal l'socho shorach hamor v'meis, and a shorach hamor falls in. Why would it fall in? So the Gemara assumes that maybe, let's say, termites came, worms came, and they ate up some of the cover, and now an animal falls in. So the halach is pater, because we consider this onus. This is beyond his control. He covered it. He thought it should remain there. Lo kiso karaoi. Let's say he didn't cover it properly. V'nafal l'socho shorach hamor v'meis, then chayev. So what does it mean he didn't cover it properly? He covered it, but didn't cover it properly. So the Gemara says, we're talking about a case. Well, let's say it's very common that there are camels in this area, and he covered the boar not with something that can withstand camels. But he covered with something that we can withstand shvarb, that can withstand oxen, but cannot withstand the camels, and camels walked over it and didn't fall in, but they weakened the cover, and then the oxen walked over it and they fell in, since he didn't cover it with something that could withstand the gemalim. So he's held liable for the fact that the gemalim weakened it and the shvarim fell in, even though had it not been weakened, the shvarim, the oxen would not have fallen in, and he did have a cover that was not enough for oxen. He should know that there are camels that are in this area as well, and they could potentially either fall in or weaken it. Nafal lefanav mikol hakriya. Let's say the shore fell into the boar because of the kol hakriya, because of the sound of the digging, meaning it was the boar was dug and someone came into the boar in order to widen it or to deepen it, and the shore was standing right by the entrance of the boar and got all scared, got frightened because of the digging, and it fell in. Chachayav. That he is going to be chayev. Why? At the end of the day, he fell because he fell into the boar. The owner is going to be chayev. La'ach, but that because he fell forward right into the boar. But la'achar of mikol akriya. But let's say it was frightened because of the digging and it fell backwards into the boar. Well, here it says v'nafala achore. The mefarshim say v'nafala achore abar chutz lebor, which means he fell backwards, not into the bor. The first case is where he fell. He was frightened. He fell in the bor. At the end of the day, you dug a bor, and he fell in. The fact that he fell in because of the digging noise, and not because he happened to just drop in, that doesn't matter. You have to pay. But let's say you dug a bor, or because you're digging a bor, the animal now is frightened and falls backwards and hits its head, but it didn't fall into the bor putter. Why? Because the hezek didn't come because of the bor itself. The nezek came because it got frightened and it fell backwards, hit its head. This we call grumma, and you're going to be putter because the end, the animal, the damage that was caused had nothing to do with the bor itself. Nafal asocha shor v'kelav v'nishtabru chamor v'kelav v'niskaru. You have a shor fell in, but it had kelim on top of it. It had the yoke on it, or the plow that's by it, and those broke. Or let's say a chamor fell in, and the chamor's kelim ripped. Let's say the cover that it has, the blanket it wears, or the saddle. Chayav ala behemo patar la kelim. You have to pay for the animal that dies, but you don't have to pay for kelim. We've had this before. This is the drush. It says v'nafal shama shor o chamor. More, and we mentioned shore teaches us v'lo adam, you're not chai for the death of a person in a shore that's 10 tfachim deep, only injury, and chamor v'lo kelim, you're not chai for the animal and not for the kelim. Then the Mishnah says nafal soho shore cheresh shota v'kata, likely the shore is a cheresh, is deaf mute, or it's a shota, it's a mentally unstable, or a katan. What does it mean? It's a katan, it's under bar mitzvah? No, it means hasn't learned how to plow yet. Same thing would be true, by the way, for a blind shore. Well, let's say it's walking at night. So the halach is chayev. You are chayev because the animal didn't know to be careful. But a shore that is full faculties. It has plenty of practice. Walks around, knows how to get around. It's during the daytime. Then, in fact, a balabor is going to be putter. We assume that a shore knows where it's going, and this would be an onus if it fell in, and therefore you're going to be putter. Beno bas. Let's say a child, a boy or a girl, fall in. Even the ketanim, even o ama, they're ketanim putter. The owner of the shore is putter because that's part of the gzeras hakasav. It says shore and shore of lo adam, and that includes all type of adam. Evi Kanani, Shivcha Kananis, Beinobas, even under Bar or Bat Mitzvah.